Granite State Progress organized the rally, where speakers were highly critical of Senator Ayotte's vote against the bill. The legislation failed in the Senate. Judy Statman is co-founder of the New Hampshire Project for Safer Communities.
Senator Ayotte chose to take sides with gun rights lobbyists who want to weaken federal and state gun laws so that virtually anyone can buy any kind of gun with no questions asked.
A WMUR poll earlier this year found 84% of New Hampshire residents strongly support requiring background checks for all sales made at gun shows. Matt Murray of Merrimack brought two of his children, ages 6 and 4, to the rally. They each held signs reading, "New Hampshire stands with Newtown."
She's in kindergarten, and so, you know, this Newtown was first graders, six-year-olds. She's six, right? So this is why it's important.
When asked for comment, a spokesman for Senator Ayotte referred to an interview she gave recently to WMUR. Ayotte told WMUR that she was concerned the legislation would be counterproductive. She said she is more interested in dealing with mental health treatment and strengthening the current background check system. Ayotte will hold a series of town hall meetings in the state this week, starting with meetings in Warren and Tilton on Tuesday. For NHPR News, I'm Michael Brindley.